Now, one of the things I want to try is sort of a sassy piece. You all look like a sassy audience. That was the decision I made when I was looking at you. When I did the new book, I decided to experiment with a section in the middle that is entitled Cuarteto Mexicano, Mexican Quartet. And I decided to ask myself what the voices of four women in Mexico's history would sound like if they were on the talk shows. And so they are Coatlicue, the Aztec goddess, Our Lady of Guadalupe, Malinche, and La Llorona. And for those of you not familiar with Coatlicue, in the Museum of Anthropology in Mexico City, there is this wonderful gray stone figure of this Aztec goddess who is the goddess of earth. And in Aztec mythology, her last child is born in full armor. He slays her daughter, the moon, who becomes the moon. And all the rest of the siblings become the stars. And in this figure, this rock figure, her face is these two snakes looking at one another. So she is a very imposing sort of stark figure. And she's the one who's going to give you some advice. Coatlicue's rules, advice from an Aztec goddess. Rule one, beware of offers to make you famous. I, pious Aztec mother lost in housework, am pedestaled. She of the serpent skirt, necklace dangling hearts and hands, faceless statue, two snakes eye to eye on my shoulders, goddess of earth, also death, which leads to rule two, retain control of your own publicity. Past is present. Women are women. I'm not competitive, and motherhood isn't about numbers, but 400 sons and a daughter may be a record, even without the baby. There's something wrong in this world if a woman isn't safe, even when she sweeps her own house, when any speck can enter, even through the eye, I'll bet, and become a stubborn tenant. Rule three, protect your uterus. Conceptions, immaculate and otherwise, happen. Women swallow sacred stones that fill their bellies with elbows and knees. In Guatemala, a skull dangling from a tree whispers, "Touch me," to a young girl, and a clear drop drips on her palm, disappears. Dew drops in, if you know what I mean. Saliva moved in her, the girl says. Moved in, I say. Settled into that empty space and grew. Men know. They stay full of themselves. Keeps occupancy down. Rule four, avoid housework. Remember, I was sweeping, humming actually, high on Coatepec, our serpent mountain, humming loud so I wouldn't hear all those sighs inside. I was sweeping slivers, gold and jade, picking up after 400 sons who think they're gods and their spoiled sister. I was sweeping when feathers fell on me, brushed my face, first light touch in years, like in a dream. At first, I just blew them off. Then I saw the prettiest ball of tiny plumes glowing green and gold. Gently, I gathered it. Oh, it was soft as baby hair. Brought back mother shivers when I pressed it to my skin. I nestled it like I used to nestle them here when they finished nursing. Maybe I even stroked the roundness. I have since heard that feathers aren't that unusual at annunciations, but I was innocent. After sweeping, I looked in vain inside my clothes, but the soft ball had vanished. Well, descended. I think I showed within the hour, or so it seemed. They noticed first, of course. Rule 5, avoid housework. It bears repeating. I was too busy washing, cooking, sweeping again, worrying about my daughter painted with bells, when I began to bump into their frowns and mutterings. They kept glancing at my stomach, started pointing. I got so hurt and mad, I started crying. Why do they get to us? One wrong word or look from any one of them doubles me over, and I've had 401 no anesthetic. Near them, I'm like a snail with no shell on a sizzling day. They started yelling, "Wicked, wicked." And my daughter, right there with them, my wannabe warrior boy. The yelling was easier than the whispers, "Kill, kill, kill, kill." Kill me? Their mother? One against 401? All I'd done was press that feathered softness into me. Rule 6. Listen to inside voices. You mothers know about the baby in the family, right? Even if he hadn't talked to me from deep inside, he would have been special, maybe the best. But as my name is Coatlicue, he did. That unborn child that started as a ball of feathers, all soft green and gold, heard my woes and spoke to me, a thoughtful boy. And formal, too. He said, "Do not be afraid. I know what I must do." So I stopped shaking. Rule 7. Verify that the inside voice is yours. I'll spare you the part about the body hacking and head rolling, but he was provoked, remember. All this talk of gods and goddesses distorts. This planet wasn't big enough for all of us, but my whole family has done well for itself, I think. I'm the mother of stars. My daughter's white head rolls round the heavens each night, and my sons wink down at me. What can I say? A family of high visibility. The baby up there also, the sun, the real thing, such a god he is, of war, unfortunately. And the boy never stops, always racing across the sky every day of the year, a ball of fire since birth. But I think he has forgotten me. You sense my ambivalence. I'm blinded by his light. Rule 8. Insist on personal interviews. Past is present, remember? Men carved me, wrote my story. And Eves, Malinches, Guadalupes, Lloronas, snakes everywhere. Even in our mouths. Rule 9, be selective about what you swallow.